It's time for the PowerMizzou.com podcast with interviews and analysis of your Missouri Tigers. Now, here's your host, Gabe DeArmond.
All right, welcome back to another week of the PowerMizzou.com podcast. Yes, it's the middle of football season, but we are days away from the start of basketball season. And this week on the podcast, we've got Mizzou head coach Frank Haith with us. Frank, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Gabe. How are you?
Not too bad. I imagine it's kind of like about December 19th or 20th in your world right now, huh? Practice Monday.
Yeah, it's a fun time of year. You know, we're getting ready to get it kicked off. I look across the country, people are starting at different times because of the new NCAA rule in terms of when you can start 42 days out before your first contest. And, you know, you actually can get going this weekend, but we're going to wait to get roll them out on Monday, which is a good time for us.
With that new calendar, does it let you kind of schedule some off days and spread things out a little bit more than maybe you could in years past?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we've had a lot of discussion as a staff how to handle this new calendar, and I think that's the best way in giving guys a couple of days off and then not going as long. You know, I think, you know, with the late start sometimes, well, when I say late, when we usually start, you got your three-hour practices and maybe you have 2-a-days, and there's probably no need to do that. And it's the, you know, I think it's the quality you need to work with in terms of getting it all in and in a timely fashion and not worried about going, you know, extra long with your practices.
Now, obviously, you're in Columbia. We'll mostly be in Columbia for the next few weeks. But summer is you've probably put a few miles on the car, taken a few flights this summer, huh? You've been all over the country?
Yeah, you know, Gabe, and it actually this fall, too, you know, we started our contact period, which is an important time. It's when you actually can sit down and talk with folks and you know, and talk about your program and about your, you know, how you're going to, you know, do things. And so this last couple of weeks have been really, really important to our recruiting. And we've made some great strides over the last 3 years, Gabe. I think we have put ourselves in position to be involved with a lot of good players. And I'm very pleased where we're at and from that aspect.
That was one thing I wanted to ask. I mean, do you notice a definite tangible difference, obviously not specific to any kid, but from doors you could get in or conversations you had 2 years ago at this time till now, has it come a long way?
It really has. I think, you know, we were grinding even at the beginning, and I think, you know, to be a really good recruit, you got to know who you can get, and you don't waste time. And I thought we did that really well early on, but we got really good players. But what we've done is established ourselves a little bit, and you know, the product we put out there and to be consistently winning allows you to get open more doors, and we've been able to do that and lay some foundation, creating some contacts this part of the country, which allowed us to have some more doors open. So I think we've really improved in that aspect, and now you're starting to see the, you know, the fruits of our labor pay off, and you're seeing us being involved with really, really some really good players.
I think different coaches would answer this different ways, and maybe it has to do with age. I'm not sure, but do you enjoy recruiting? I mean, is that a fun part of the job for you?
I enjoy the chase. I do. You know, because I'm a relationship guy, Gabe, and I think to be successful in that part of the game, you've got to be, you know, excited about building relationships. I mean, you know, even guys that I haven't, you know, I don't get. I have a relationship with kids that I've recruited over the years that didn't come my way. And I think that's the fun part about the recruiting game, is just establishing those relationships that can last for a lifetime. And I enjoy that part of the game.
Back to the guys that you already know for sure you're going to be coaching. How much time over the summer have you gotten to spend with this team with all the rules that have been instituted over the last couple of years?
It's been really good. This is, you know, obviously we've had those 2 hour work periods that we can, a week that we can spend time with our guys. And, you know, July was tough because you're out recruiting, but we scheduled it around when I would be here in the first part of the week and do those workouts. So I got a chance to be around our guys quite a bit. And really, I think that was one of the great things NCAA did, allow us to have that contact with our players, even more so than just the, you know, the workouts. Obviously, that I think that'll improve our game and make our game better. But just to make sure our guys are listening to us and they're around us a lot more.
Talking with Frank Haith, practice starts on Monday. Have you gotten a sense over the summer, Alex is gone, Lawrence is gone, Phil's gone? In the simplest terms, have you gotten a sense whose team this is?
Well, you know, we're still working towards it. I like to think Jabari, Jordan, and Ernest Ross are three guys that we're counting on to have some leadership in different ways. And, You know, Jabari is a kind of a quiet leader. He leads by example, and I think EJ is kind of a, you know, can emotional guy, can lead with some voice. And I think Jordan is a combo. We want him to be able to, you know, he is always doing the right things, but we also think we want him to be more vocal, and he's establishing that.
Jordan Clarkson is a guy that you've obviously brought in quite a few transfers over the last 3 years. I'm not sure I've seen the preseason excitement and even some quotes from yourself about a kid quite like this before he's played a game. I mean, how good does he have a chance to be?
Well, Gabe, he's pretty good. I mean, he's got all the tools. He's got all the intangible stuff too. You know, he's got great toughness. He's got great talent. He's got great athletic ability. He shoots the ball. I tell you, he's really, you know, this past year, I think he had the combo mentality when he got here, but he mainly was a scorer at Tulsa. The year out, he really went against Phil every day, and really I thought that has helped him, and we've seen him grow so much at that position and being a point guard. And not to say he's not going to score, because he will, but he's really developed that part of his game to the point where he's become a really, you know, have a better feel from that position, and I'm excited for our fans and the folks to see him play.
There's obviously something to be said for getting your feet wet in an actual game situation. Jabari did that last year. It with a full year of having played games and being in the rotation and one of the guys, do you expect to see him take a leap between year one and year two?
Yeah, I do. But you know what, though? He had a heck of a year. You know, and when you look at it, I think he was a freshman. I considered Jabari as a freshman last year. He only played a couple games at Oregon. And then, you know, his first game or second game at the box, he goes for 18 in a great environment. And, you know, he had some moments where he wasn't as consistent. I think we'll see him be more consistent. But he averaged 13, 14 points a game last year. And that you look at those numbers, and that's pretty doggone good. But I think the biggest thing we've asked Jabari to do is has a shot selection to get better, and I think you'll see his percentages get better in the results of that.
It's not just your program. There are like 300 kids every year who transfer now, and I've seen a lot of talk this offseason about the rules and what should be done. I mean, some kids are applying for waivers because their neighbor's dog got sick, so they think they ought to be able to play. What's your opinion on those rules, and should they change the rules for transferring, or are you okay with how it is?
Well, you know, I've probably seen all the comments, and I'm kind of in the middle because here's the deal, you know, when kids make decisions to go to school, and you know, obviously, I think the coaches and the people play a big part of it because everybody's got nice buildings and great academic success, but it's what's inside the building, so that occurs, but then, you know, we live in a microwave society, and kids want it fast, and if it doesn't happen fast, they want to leave. And I think I look at kids and they see coaches leave and they think they should leave. So, you know, I don't know that, you know, maybe there needs to be some tweaking to it. And I think that maybe, you know, I've heard coaches say if a kid transfers, he has to sit out regardless. You know, there's no ifs, ands, and buts. If a kid leaves your program, he does have to sit. And I think that's probably the best way to do it and across the board where there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it.
Back to the guys on your team, Tony Criswell. With the some of the new guys coming in the front court, how important is Tony for you?
He's real important, and you know, he's had a good fall so far, and I think he, you know, he's really, you know, understands what his, you know, his role is, and continue to understand his role. And you know, Tony has a lot of ability, but I think the one thing that we want him consistently to bring is the energy. You know, being a guy that's we can count on night in, night out to do the little things, you know, in terms of rebounding. But I think he can score more, but we don't want that to be his main focus. We got a lot of guys on his team can score. And I think if he'll focus on doing those other things, the scoring will take care of itself. But we've got good talent in our front line, whereas it's inexperience. But it's just a matter of those guys getting their feet wet and doing it with the lights on. But we do have probably overall our most talented, deepest front line we've had since we've been here.
One of those guys that we know can score, and I never know whether to talk about him with the front court or the back court, but Steph told me over the summer that the health problems are in the past. He feels like he's got it whipped, and he's ready to have a much bigger year. Is everything moving forward with Steph on that front?
As I speak to you, I'm knocking on wood, and that is definitely the case with him right now. And it's been a joy to see him just not having to worry about getting to the nearest trash can every time, you know, he gets winded. So he's really worked hard. And yeah, I think I'm like you, guard forward. You know, he's going to be wherever he needs to be. Right now he's worked hard in the post, but I think I could see him definitely playing a lot on the perimeter. When you look at our perimeter depth and what we have, I think there's minutes for them on the perimeter also.
Do you expect Wes Clark and Shane Rector, do you expect the freshman point guards to be able to help you early this year?
There's no question. Wes will have to. I think Wes has really established himself in the fall, and he's, you know, he's very, very talented too. I think he's one guy that's really of that freshman class of newcomers overall that really stepped up and stepped, you know, made a impact. And I think he will be a guy to be in our rotation definitely from the start.
The SEC as a whole, I don't think it offends anybody to call last year probably kind of a down year for the league. Do you see the bounce back already happening?
There's no question. And, you know, obviously our first year being new in the league, we didn't know what to expect. And you know, as you get going, you start it with it, you see a lot of guys we lost last year went to the NBA. So it was a very young league. And I think we were in transition last year. But a lot of those teams that were young, they're older now. The LSUs, the Tennessees, you know, they had some injuries. And, you know, Kentucky will be what they did recruiting is unheard of. And the type of team they're going to put on the floor. Florida, I mean, Alabama. I think, you know, the league is going to be much, much better. And I think you'll see that early on as we get started.
All right, just a couple more for you, Frank, and then we'll let you get out the door. You know, I know that this is a touchy subject and you're not going to speak to it specifically, but, I mean, people ask me every week, and I've kind of just – have you moved to the point where the NCAA thing gets resolved when it gets resolved and you can't worry about it?
That's exactly right, Gabe. You hit the nail on the head. I think, you know, I'm to the point I don't worry about it, think about it, and I'm here to do a job, and that's what my focus is right now. And that thing will take care of itself when it's time for it to take care of itself in terms of what they're doing. So, but in terms of my focus and where we're at, me personally and our team, it's we're moving on.
Last one, and this is on a subject you probably want to talk much more about. I know that you and Coach Pinchin have an event for the Boys and Girls Club in Columbia tonight. Can you tell us a little about that?
Hoops for a Cause. We're really excited about that. As you know, they continue to help raise money here in the community for the Boys and Girls Club of Columbia. We're really excited about it. And Robin and our basketball programs have joined hands with the Boys and Girls Club here in Columbia, and I think it's a great marriage. And we're excited about continuing with that. And this is a function to help continue to raise some money for the community and for that organization.
All right, thanks, Frank. Appreciate you taking some time. I know you're busy, and looking forward to the start of year three.
Appreciate you, Gabe. Take care now.
All right, thanks a lot. Frank Haith, head basketball coach at Missouri, entering his third season. And I tell you what, folks, this is I look at this a little bit the same way I looked at football season at the start, and that is I really don't know what to think. I think this is a team that lost a lot of talent, but they bring in a pretty good amount of talent. You know, is Jordan Clarkson as good as everybody? And hey, coaches don't very often build up kids that have never played a game for him. Frank Haith is building this kid up. You just heard a little bit of it there. Is he as good as people say he is? Does Jabari Brown go from pretty good to, you know, really good, to leading scorer, you know, first team, second team, all SEC type good? What do they get out of Keanu Post, a guy we didn't really talk about? Is Steph Jankovic ready to go? And help out and play enough defense to keep himself on the floor to score the basketball. There's just a lot that we don't know about this team. And I think you start this year the same way you start every year at Missouri. The goal is to be in the NCAA tournament. I think Frank Haith has only one question left to answer. He's proven he can win games. He's proven he can coach. He's proven he can recruit. The one question everybody has, and in today's college basketball world, it's the most important question: when's he going to win a game in March? And I don't think Frank would shy away from that being the biggest question. Do we find out this year? If Missouri makes the NCAA tournament this year and manages to win a game, I think that people will be bullish on the future of this program because the talent that is already coming in 2014 and the talent they still have a chance to add, I think will have a lot of people excited for the future of this program, you know, next year this time. Question is, what's the future of this program between now and then? Again, practice starts Monday. We're going to try to swing by, talk to some of the guys. Understand we are in the middle of football season, but it's Arkansas State. I'm going to be honest. It doesn't get the blood boiling. We had a chance to get the head basketball coach on and wanted to take an opportunity to do that. Hope you enjoyed it. Next week, it's going to be Vandy, SEC play, and we will be back focused on football on the podcast.